afternoon, this is Ketchell Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomy. The Star of Bethlehem, also called the Christmas Star, revealed the birth of Jesus to the biblical wise men and later led them to Bethlehem, according to Christian tradition. The star appears only in the Nativity story of the Gospel of Matthew, where astrologers from the East are inspired by the star to travel to Jerusalem. There they meet King Herod of Judea and ask where the King of the Jews had been born. Herod, following a verse from the book of Micah, interpreted as a prophecy, directs them to Bethlehem to the south of Jerusalem. The biblical account describes Jesus with a broader Greek word which can mean either infant or child, rather than the more specific word for infant, possibly implying that some time had passed since the birth. The visit is traditionally celebrated on Epiphany, that's January the 6th in a week's time, in Western Christianity. To the astronomer, the Star of Bethlehem is a source of mystery. The main difficulty in pinpointing what this celestial object could have been is that the date of the birth of Jesus is contested. We know it wasn't in what we know as December, apart from the fact that this date represents an appropriation of a pagan festival. In Luke, an angel appeared to the shepherds who were watching their flocks on the hillside. This is not something that shepherds do in December in Judea, as the sheep are corralled at this time of the year. So if we aren't concerned about the time of the year, what especially bright stars or planets were around about 2,000 years ago? You can, in fact, go to any planetarium or software program such as Stellarium, which you can download onto your mobile phone even, and wind the clock back. This is a very easy thing to do, and you see that there were no special bright stars around at that time, according to our records. Perhaps it was a planet, but people knew about planets then. What about a supernova? In 1054, a supernova became visible around the horns of Taurus, and observers followed this event for 2 years. Like many supernovae, it was visible during the daytime. But since writers were documenting events of this magnitude, it seems odd that no one in the rest of the world mentioned such a bright event at that time. The Chinese have very good and ancient records, but say nothing about it. A strong contender is that there was a conjunction of several planets, which to the naked eye could look like one star. There are several conjunctions around 2 and 3 BC which may account for the Star of Bethlehem. However, these conjunctions were not overhead in Judea. Herod and the other wise men around at the time were astronomers and would have understood planetary conjunctions. They wouldn't have mistaken a bright star for a group of close together planets. Some commentators have suggested that the astronomical event called a star may have been a comet, since these are long-lived phenomena. Since ancient times, however, people have looked on comets as harbingers of doom, and they wouldn't have used this to signify a positive event. A meteor is not persistent enough, and even an extremely bright fireball would not have been around long enough to qualify for a star that came and stood over where the child was. It will have to remain a mystery, and it's missing the point entirely to try and be scientific about stories which have other, deeper purposes in our lives. Well, I'm wishing you a happy Christmas season. This is Ketchell Kirkham. Let's hope we have clear skies. FMR.